Suck it like a popsicle.
All right. Welcome to the first inaugural episode of Moose Knuckle.
6 hours.
What is inaugural?
Inaugural. It means first and reoccurring.
Oh, good thing it's a topic about firsts.
Yeah. Anyways, my name is Hunter. Next, redheaded fucker.
Me.
And your name is?
Your name, Dick.
You don't know my name?
I do know your name.
No, you don't know my name. My name is Devin.
Brown guy?
Steve.
We are all from Anchorage, Alaska. And I guess we decided to do this because we have ridiculous conversations at work till I moved on to a better job without these fuckers. And so we
he's under us, though. It should be stated that he is below us. Good. Yeah. 10 to 12 feet.
Physically only. Anyway, so I thought we would record some of this shit.
I'd like to be on top.
Hilarious. Anyways.
So I think you should say at least what the show's about. wait, is that going to be your symbol for put the mic closer? It looked like you were going to like suck on it.
For everyone who wonders why we're all laughing like idiots, I was trying to tell Steve the mic is too far from him, and I made a dick stroking motion towards
naturally,
my mouth.
It was just a natural, like, his wrist
it just,
went
you know,
into it.
When I want something closer to my mouth, I just make
normally do the
a stroking motion.
It works on most men.
Anyway, no, so a lot of people have asked me what this is even about.
It's going to, I don't know, I think broad, I guess we're trying to do comedy, we're trying to be funny, right?
Trying. I don't know, what I've
told
people
is trying to bring the joy of our conversation to them.
Yeah, I mean, sitting around bullshitting with people and...
Yeah, if you,
yeah, you
got to
be
like
real
this,
close.
You got to point it toward yourself. It's not about the distance.
You really got to do it like this.
Like, if I talk like this, it sounds just the same as if I'm talking like this.
Well, no, that's what he's
like,
saying.
This is really close right here, but like, I can hold it this far.
I think
away
it's Devin's voice, though. Like, if I talk like
my voice is like probably anyways 6 or 7 times as manly as both of you guys. It comes out a lot easier.
It's the beard. That's
anyway, so
it
for this,
reverberates in the beard. And
shut
you get
the
like
fuck
a
up.
Consonant sound coming through really creates a dissonance in the melody.
It doesn't do any of that, you stupid
those just
fuck.
Those are just like spelling words that I would
seriously
have had in music
you don't
class.
Even know what they mean, most likely.
No. They're from my music class. I don't know what they mean.
Anyway, so since this is our first, we're going to talk about doing things for the first time. And the first topic we're going to talk about is the first time we lost the V card there. Lose your virginity. But I was kind of, well, first off, how old were you guys when it happened? I'm going to go last because you guys are going to laugh.
18.
You were 18?
Yep.
Steve?
He's 16.
Wait, no. I just turned 17.
I was 20.
Oh, that's right. Fuck. Dude, old. You've told me this a few times, and it still is always
like what? Are you sure? I know, because I'm so good looking.
So you're
just
half a 40-year-old virgin.
That's right, man. We could have made a movie.
20 years
I'm gonna, old. I'm already going to have to erase that V card thing.
We can't put this on the air.
I'm going to leave it in there now since I brought it up, though. But anyways.
No, take it out, and then but leave in the part about you taking it out. I'll be like, take out what part?
Take out what?
But now we gave it away. Now they know how it happened. Damn it.
But see, I don't want to do a lot of editing either. That sounds like work.
You're going to do a lot of editing, at least for the first one.
Anyway,
especially if we want to make it PG fucking 13.
Well, it's not. It's the internet.
Good. Fuck.
So you going first then?
Penis.
Anyways, the way it happened was, so we used to work at a pizza place, right? And there was actually this kid who just did he graduate? Oh yeah, he did, because he was going to the army, right?
Going to the army. Wait, are you telling your loss of virgin story talking about another dude?
Yeah, cuz I'm going to start from the whole beginning part.
Okay.
Way back.
I've never heard this before.
So he was going into the army, and it was the summertime, right? And he was leaving in a couple months, so he's like,
but we only had the rest of the summer.
Oh, sh-
wait, did he trick you with the I'm leaving for the army?
No, 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 no.
Wake me up when September ends.
Wake me up before you go, go.
Yeah.
Anyways, no, no. So he said.
Yes, yes.
No, but he said, oh, we should party. Not to me, to like everyone.
Oh, no wonder you've never told me this story.
No, no. He said this. Because I, he's Hunter, come in the cooler with me for a second. No, no. Anyways, no. So we're working one night, and like three of the dudes who work there all live in the, all live in a house.
Hunter, together. Just talk, just mention a girl at least, just. Just throw
it's,
one in there.
It's better.
Like the boss was a female or something. Like
these three dudes all live together. And let me tell you how they were involved in the losing of my virginity.
At least you lost your virginity in a huge orgy.
All dudes. No, this is no. So they live together, right? So we said, and he knew we would drink on the weekends. We call it the barn. Because there was a...
Would you sleep over at their house when this happened?
Oh, all the time, dude. Pants down and all. And, no, and there was... that's where we used to drink. Because it was actually, one of the guys, it was his parents' house, but they rented it, right? So we were just going to... He's like, oh... He basically asked, is it all right if I drink there? We're like, oh, yeah, it's fine. So he bought... Not bought. Brought these two girls he went to a school
there,
with.
There,
there. And, so they were there one weekend and we're all drinking. Okay.
They were well, there only one weekend?
No, no, no. No, the first weekend.
Of the rest why of our that? Lives.
That's not funny. Why are we all laughing? Anyways. No, it's not like it was five dudes and two chicks. There's a bunch of people, right? But that group of seven.
It wasn't only five dudes and two chicks. There was a bunch of people.
Not for the sex, but no, but we were playing cards.
What are
right?
they watching?
And we convinced them to play strip poker. And they went to the, you know, girls go to the bathroom together.
Yeah.
Where our older buddy, who was like 22, figured, he's like, give me the deck real quick. And he arranged it so we dealt it out. So they would have like three of a kind and he would get a flush. So they'd be like, oh, three of a kind, we're going to win. And they'd bet big. So he basically tricked them into getting naked, right? And then they started making out.
Then we found out there were 11.
I hope not. But then they started making out once they were like they got drunk and they started making out and I went all Girls Gone Wild. Like I got a camera. I don't know where fuck this video
so
is.
So your
at
entire
either.
Virginity thing is all about tricking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, but that was no. Okay. So yeah, that yeah. that was that was that night and they got all I left the part out. So the two chicks, the army dude wanted to nail one of them, and then she brought her friend, right?
But then they were already hammered. They couldn't get nailed.
Wow.
Hey, right here, insert up. But I'm
this will be no shit. This will be Devin's last episode. But no,
he's been written out.
So, and they went, like I don't know if you could. Okay, I guess it is fucking. I was going to say, I don't know if you could really call it fucking, but I guess it was. It's however lesbian.
Reggie Watts has a song about that.
No, like they were full. Like
then you're probably fucking.
Doing some finger action on it. But anyways, I got it all on videotape.
Do you still have this video?
I have no idea where it's at.
I've seen it.
But you do have it. You just don't know where it's
no,
at.
No, no. My buddy might have it somewhere. But anyways, so then I ended up making out
was
with
was he the first dude in the story?
No, different dude.
Was this your first time making a sex video with another man?
We'll talk about that later.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I do not have a first for that one.
I had my but V no, card, but no, there no. was a million men in my mouth.
Go.
Anyways, no, so I made out with her a little bit that night and nothing really happened. And the dude who was the army dude was going to nail the other chick. Actually, he passed out and then one of our other buddies nailed that chick. And then so they came back the next weekend, right?
Wait. All that. You didn't get laid that night?
Uh-uh.
That's not where the story begins. Begins then.
It's like a precursor to how she was horny for me.
Right. But then don't fucking die on us, Devin.
This is like the Hobbit to your Lord
of
the Rings.
We don't have any insurance for this show yet.
Obamacare is kicking in. You better fucking have insurance.
Oh, I'm not your... I don't know. Anyways, so they come back again the next weekend. And I think we essentially did the same thing again. But then she went to... She went to the bathroom and basically my one buddy gave me like the stop being a fuck up, don't be a pussy, like close this shit.
So I mean, it's already the second day. You already watched each other.
Not later. Second day, it's like a week later.
So, but you watched them fuck each other and didn't make a move. So he's
right,
like, need to hurry up.
Out with them at least. He got something.
One of them, not both.
Or pussy.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's stepping
no,
up.
No, not pussy. No pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point of the story so far, Steve. I haven't been paying attention.
You sloppy friend.
Anyways. So, basically the same thing happens. I don't even think we were playing strip poker. I think they just started getting naked when we were playing cards. And they started making out again. And then I did close, but it's because I was hammered. So, dude, it took me 2 or 3 hours to finish.
Good Lord.
Because it is so whiskey dick. But, dude, when I did, like, I was literally, I'm laying down, right?
Glorious.
I'm laying down, and she's doing the...
Reverse cowgirl.
No.
Forward cowgirl.
Milking the prostate.
No. Kind of, but no.
Throwing up
on
your dick.
She's doing the, you know when you do the, like, the chicks do, like, the ball
tickle
rub
balls?
Thing? No, not the tickle when they're, like...
Cup
doing,
the balls?
Yeah. Yeah. Like that,
support
jerking
the balls.
It was sex.
It was, but it was, dude, I couldn't.
So did he.
Wait, so your first time coming with a chick was not even from sex?
Right.
Like, you guys did it.
Wait,
and then
so this isn't the beginning to the
off.
Story
right,
again.
Right,
get at it. Wow.
But, dude, the thing, no, so I'm
that
laying.
That sucks for you.
No, dude, I'm, but okay, here's the end part. The end part's good, though, because, like, it's 20 years of frustration built up or whatever, you know? So I'm laying there, even though it's whiskey dick and she's. Jerking me and stroking the balls and all that, and then I'm like, oh, like I tell her, I move her hand, like go quicker, and dude, she's sitting up, right, and she's, I don't know, 5'6", you know, normal height, maybe 5'4" for a girl, and it goes and right there in her eye, even too, like I hit her in the eye and she goes,
like, you got some height on that shit.
Yeah, dude, that shit went up like 2 feet, just 20 years. Yes.
Good Lord, that is.
That's some Shooter McGavin shit.
That's right.
I know.
Yeah, probably.
Sorry,
dude. Was it that bad for you guys?
Well, dude, we're not fucking Mexican where our parents weren't as married and having kids by 15, so it's a completely different fucking scenario.
Sleepover parties aren't mandatory naked in our families.
Dude, speaking of that, you know they do that now?
What?
Like, parents have sleepover parties for their kids to have sex in, like,
what?
Sweden or Norway or some shit.
My sex story, honestly.
We'll just tell them both in a row right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no. Mine is basically, it was...
A little bit closer there, Steve.
It was, we had been kind of fooling around for a little bit. And my ex-wife, her mom left to go to the store. And we
oh,
were,
so it was with your ex-wife.
Yeah. My ex-wife, yeah. High school sweethearts, all that, you know, bullshit, whatever. Anyway, so her mom left to go to the store. We
that sounds
were watching,
way better. Good job, buddy.
We were watching Hercules. So I literally lost
with
my
Kevin
virginity.
Sorbo?
No, like Disney Hercules.
Oh.
Musical style and everything?
Yeah, and it really
it
was
the Blue Genie's
like,
voice.
Okay,
wasn't it?
She's gone. Hurry the fuck up. Let's do this. And it went down. Came. I don't think it lasted anything more than 5 minutes. And shit you not, we were asleep by the time her mom got back from the grocery store. He passed the fuck out.
Before Hercules even sliced the heads off the Hydras.
You're gone.
He, Lizard,
it was like,
drained.
Hurry as fast as you
I
can.
I like, though, that I know that happened in the movie, but yeah. I have no, that could happen at the beginning, the middle, or the end. I like how
it was
you
like
were,
40 minutes in.
Well, see, we were already
like
watching it. We were watching it by
before
the time.
I even cut the head off the Hydra.
42 minutes, 13 seconds.
No, idiot. But I actually, my brother's virginity losing story is way
but better. But wait, I got one more question before you go. Before you go in.
Go for it.
So you weren't wearing protection?
Fuck no.
And did you?
I have an 11-year-old daughter. Of course I wasn't using protection.
But did you finish inside her that time?
Hell yeah.
Like you didn't even know to pull out?
I was 16. Dude, it was a vagina. Are you kidding me? It didn't matter. Yeah, it was.
Speaking of that, before you tell that story.
For speaking you, of large families.
No, not that. Was the... was the first time you guys came, was it beating off?
Oh, of course, but yeah. That'll come later.
No, no, because I one of my yeah, I know, but no, one of my buddies, he said he like he literally told me the story where like he was having wet dreams for months and didn't know.
Never had one in my whole life.
Like he thought he was
wet dream. That's never another.
Like he thought
we should talk about that.
Like he thought he was getting like toothpaste or something on his shorts and didn't. I'm dead serious.
Wait, I go to bed with clean shorts, wake up with toothpaste on them.
Dude, I don't know.
Really?
But no,
guys, dude, I think my belly button's excreting toothpaste at night.
But no, yeah, no, he didn't.
My belly button threw up again last night.
He didn't tell me this when we were like 14. He told me this years later. Like, he's just not. But anyways, so your brother.
Well, I can imagine like you're clueless when that happens.
Yeah, that's like, what it was.
Oh, I knew. I was like 22.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I was old too when it happened.
No, I think I was 19.
So my brother's story, way better than mine.
So
I guess
fucking you in the ass.
What? No, he the way he tells it.
Hold on. Speaking of that. Did I ever tell you guys about, I read this story about these, there's these two Czech twins, like they're, what do you call it? The ones where they look alike.
Identical.
Twins?
I was thinking maternal or fraternal.
I don't know.
Anyways.
I know, always makes that shit.
Anyways, they look.
You should just say maternal and we'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how I woke the
they
Hydra.
They look alike.
That's how I got that Hydra thing from Hercules.
Paternal is when it's boy girl and maternal is when it's.
Anyways, no, because
but you wouldn't fucking know, would you?
No, but somebody listening to this will Google it and be like, hey, fucker. No,
maternal is two girls.
I don't. Anyways, they look alike. They're two dudes, right? And they did porn in the Czech Republic. And they made a porn together.
Two girls?
No, no, like a dude. Oh, a dude fucked his brother.
Wait, I thought these were twin girls. What? What?
Wait. Why do you? Why? Why do you know this?
Because I read about
no,
it.
No, fuck you. Read about it. You liar. You watched it.
He searched
no,
for this.
I don't know.
He bought
the
documentary
story about
on opening
for
day.
My first time.
I will. I could tell a story about first time I didn't like fully watch it, but like definitely watched a few seconds of gay porn.
What? Oh,
the girls never came.
Pretty much.
The girls never.
Speaking
like,
of that, I read a story on Vice about this chick who is like some weird high-priced hooker in like Russia or something, and she fucks dogs.
Sophie.
Yeah, that's
he's
her
like,
name.
Oh, I have her but entire dude, lineup of work.
But dude, the weirdest part in this story is when she's talking about how she, they have to train the dogs, right? And she trains the dogs as well.
To fuck her?
Yeah, like she, I don't know what
like,
she does.
Like with treats? Like put treats in her snatch?
Doesn't
like,
fuck you.
Like she,
you have to train
like she,
him.
Like she rubs bacon
yeah,
grease
chubba,
on
chubba,
her.
Chubba, chubba, chubba,
chubba. Like she rubs bacon grease on her pussy or something.
Like the small and, of her back?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, but what were we talking?
You sex with animals?
Yeah.
Oh, but no, the gay porn thing, right? So this was.
Wait, how does the movie say my brother was the gay porn?
Because you were.
Let me get off my animal sex anyways. Topic and go back to gay porn.
But no, it was the old school like.
No.
Yes, yes. No, it was the old school where it just had a single picture, right? Like the porn clip.
How long have you been looking at porn?
Dude, since the internet began. No, I was probably like...
Like you remember shows? Whitehouse.com, don't you?
Yeah, I know what that is. See, but no,
that's some old shit.
I was probably like 17. It didn't have the shit like now where like you highlight over it and it like does through clips of the video and shit.
Oh, like the little preview thing?
Right, right. It was just a picture and all I could see was like an ass. And I was like, oh.
Oh, God, no.
And I clicked, right? And it starts in the middle.
Wait, why did you click the picture of the ass?
Gonna die.
Because you wait. No, say it, motherfucker.
Because it was an attractive anus.
That's right.
Because that ass looked good.
That's right.
That was some attractive anus.
And so it starts in the middle of the porn, right?
With the great ass.
Yeah, pretty much. So all you see is a dude fucking, right? And you see like part of the ass, and it slowly pans out, and I see it's two dudes. I'm like, ah. Oh.
Wait! No! Tell me while this was going on.
That's the sound of him coming.
No! While this was going on, you were literally stroking your hard cock to this. This scene.
Because I was just starting.
But that's what I'm saying. Like you were just starting.
It was only gay foreplay.
You weren't just sitting there with a flaccid cock. You were like trying to work it up.
Right. Right.
So you were getting hard to this.
Oh, trying to. But dude, I threw up in the garbage can.
God, that is. Mm-mm.
And then another time.
I can honestly say I've never accidentally masturbated to gay porn.
This one is going to be just stupid, but I had to stop beating off one time when I was watching porn because they were like car wash or something, and I could tell they were in a Maserati. You guys know what that is?
Yeah.
And so they're showing. Oh, the chick's blowing the dude, right? And then they kind of pan back a little bit.
Oh, it's a dude blowing a dude.
No. No. That's why I said this was going to be ridiculous. You know why I had to stop? No, I had to stop because they panned back and I could see they had a shitty like Pioneer deck and like a $300,000 car. Although Maserati, the one they're in was not much.
Oh, you started like critiquing pornography.
Yeah, dude, I could tell it was like a $400 deck, and like, I think the Maserati at the time was like $265, and I had to stop. I was like, I can't watch this. I'm 100% serious. Like, I stopped and deleted the movie.
I know you're gay.
Fuck this. Oh, that mic is goddamn ruined. Fucking. It's melting the top.
Can we just push pause and go take a shot and come back?
I have to piss.
I don't know. We're about to find out.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello.
All right. Welcome. How's it going? We're back from our break where we all did something with our shirts off. But anyways, Steve was going to tell a story about his younger, more Mexican-looking brother.
Actually, he looks way more white than I do.
Well, then who's the Mexican one? The youngest one?
Well, me and my youngest one kind of look more Hispanic.
Speaking of large families.
But no, you got that one brother who is like the short, squat Mexican.
That's my younger brother.
How many brothers and sisters do you have, Steve?
Two brothers.
Yeah. How many sisters?
None.
Oh, before we talk, I was going to bring this up. Before we talk about what you're going to talk about. So you grew up in LA though, right?
I did.
But isn't it super expensive to live there?
I didn't grow up, not in the part that you're thinking of.
Hollywood's
expensive.
The city
I grew up in is named El Monte.
Okay.
El Monte.
So you grew up in some shit like, what is it, like Thousand Palms or?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Like you ever been in Tijuana?
Yeah.
Let's put it this way, like you can drive on the street where I grew up on, you'll see Hispanic dudes with cowboy hats riding horses. Not shitting you. That literally happens.
So but this is why I brought up. So you didn't grow up in like apartments, you grew up in a house then, right?
The duplex, like side by side duplex.
Right.
Define a house.
Right, right.
Better than the shit box we're sitting in right now.
The other side was my grandma. And hurt in my uncle's.
No, I'll just ask because I hear maybe this is because they're white, so they're supposed to be more affluent or whatever you want to say. But like people I've talked to, who I assume grew up similar background to me, but like in LA, I guess I'd be poor, grew up in like apartments.
Yeah.
Projects.
I think it, on our own, we would have lived in apartments, but it was my mom's family that, anyway.
Yeah, that was awesome pod.
How did growing up in LA affect your homosexuality?
Well, we went to the gay pride parade every year. But anyways, so your brother.
So, okay. So my loss of virginity story is kind of normal or whatever. My brother's, I think, is a little bit better. I think I've told you about it. But basically, my brother, at the time, my dad and my brother lived at my
Stop
dad's.
Doing that.
My dad's mom's house, my grandma's house. And it was...
You're moving the mic too much.
It's called paternal grandmother.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is if it's your dad's mom. Yeah.
So how does that work for twins?
Same thing.
It's a homozygous connection of the homeostasis.
Anyway, so they weren't exactly on the greatest of times.
I wasn't listening. What did you say?
My dad and my brother.
They
lived at my grandmother's house.
Oh, I remember the story now.
Okay.
How many generations are under one roof?
Five.
Yeah, and that's what I was... Yeah. They weren't... My dad wasn't exactly on the greatest of times, and you picture a living room with a dining room attached to it. Well,
he wasn't supervisor at the bean factory.
I don't even know if he was employed at the time. It was kind of like this. And so to make another room...
At least you know who your father is.
They put...
Allegedly.
It is a plus, right? They put like blinds up right here.
No, I know, because that's how they grew up in Fairbanks, like when they were all real little before they had a house. They were in just like a big cabin type thing.
To basically, so they did
right,
that
right.
To basically
that's how you
make
build
another
shitty
room.
Yeah.
Right, and so my dad and my brother lived.
It's
in
like
a
poor man cubicles.
Yeah. Really, and then they put a bunk bed in there, and that's pretty much all that was in there.
Poor man apartment.
So, I don't know. My brother tells the story way better, but he basically he
can
was
we
with
call it. People and get them on the mic?
Oh God, I would.
I bet you could plug an audio into the phone headphone.
That's what I was trying to figure out how we would do that. I haven't tested it yet.
No, my brother tells this so great too, but he's fucking deployed right now. So,
no. I don't know how to do it right now. Anyways, but anyways,
I know.
But yeah, so he's with his girlfriend, and they same kind of thing. They've been fooling around for a while. And they decided to finally have sex.
Hold on. Is she Spanish, too?
She was Hispanic.
All right.
Was she already pregnant?
with Steve's child.
Thank God, no.
How many children did she already have?
How good was she at drawing eyebrows?
Statistically, she should have had two by then. But
when did she lose her virginity?
So everyone is gone in the house. Now, mind you, this is a very rare occurrence because at my grandma's house,
right.
literally
14
is,
people.
And this is why what you said is kind of funny. It was my grandma, my dad, my brother, my aunt, her two, at the time, yeah. No, at the time it was her three kids.
Why'd it go down?
No, it went up. It was my aunt and her three kids.
Oh, okay.
My aunt and her three kids, my grandmother, my dad, and my brother.
I think like it was three
So there's
kids,
a lot of motherfuckers living in that house at one time. And they were all gone.
Is this your middle brother?
This is my middle brother. So they were all gone, right? And him and his girlfriend decided to finally start, they finally have sex.
Keep talking, Steve.
Okay. Anyway. So they started having sex. My brother said it was in the middle of summer.
How are they doing it? What position?
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
The Spanish butterfly.
It's the middle of summer in LA, so it's in the 90s or at least 100 degrees, right? So my brother says he's literally dripping all over this girl. Like, he's just sweating his ass off.
From the window to the wall.
So keep in mind, this is him losing his virginity.
To the sweat drip down my balls.
And
Hold on. Speaking of that, the weird sweaty thing.
Speaking of balls.
No, have you ever seen that movie Munich with Eric Bana? When like the Jews.
I don't watch gay porn.
When the Jews. No. The Jews.
I haven't seen this either. I'm pretty sure it's gay porn.
No, I haven't seen it.
Dude, it's actually an awesome.
It's a really good movie.
But isn't that part weird where he's banging his wife and it's all sweaty and like his head goes back and it's whoosh, there's all that fucking weird.
I don't remember that detail. It was a good movie otherwise.
Well, I just remember because It was totally.
If I remembered a sex scene, it would probably be the woman, not Eric Bana.
Well, no.
Sweaty and having sex.
I remember
that moment when he flips his hair with the twinkle in his eye.
No, I remember
the sheets. I remember it because I was thinking
this has no place in this movie. Like, why is it here? And it's all weird and slow mo.
And it's so fake because his ass was definitely shaved.
Let me ask you a question. I want to test something real quick. So you saw the movie 300, right?
Yes.
Okay. You remember the sex scene before he goes to war?
Oh yeah.
Do you know who the actor is?
The chick?
No. The actor.
Gerard Butler.
Do you know who the actress is?
Leah something.
You watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, she's the queen.
Okay. All right. No, that's good. I didn't know that either until. Yeah.
I was like, that chick looks familiar. Oh, it's that chick.
I just
want to
know if you remember
head.
Gerard Butler's naked ass standing there in the moonlight.
Yeah. Dude, speak.
I was kind of disappointed. Dude, I mean, all the time he's spinning his abs, he could have done a little glute workout.
Dude,
speaking
of that, I watched this movie. I don't remember what it's called. It's about sex addiction with the.
Dallas Does Dallas.
No, with Michael Fassbender. That
what?
The dude who played Magneto, like the young Magneto.
Okay.
Right? It's rated NC-17. And in the first 5 minutes, you see his dick like 3 times. And I'm pretty sure, like, I don't know how they would have faked this, but there's a part where he walks by, right, and you see his shit dangling. And then he starts pissing and then turns around and walks back. So I'm pretty sure, like, they showed him pissing in a movie.
All right.
Dude, it won some kind of award at Sundance. I was like, oh, it's probably good.
Yeah, defend yourself now.
Look.
How much of that movie did you see? Just the first 10 minutes?
No, I watched I watched all of it.
Hoping that he would piss again.
No, I watched all of it.
He never pissed. It never happened.
Anyway, so where was I? So my brother's literally sitting there dripping sweat because it's hot as fuck in L.A.
Did he show you this picture or what?
No. And again, there's a shit ton of people that live in this house. So you remember the room is literally just separated by blinds. So the way he tells it, my dad walks into the house. Like, he hears the key starting to mess with the door.
But isn't your brother, like, 17, right?
I think he was, like, 17 or 18, yeah. He is, I mean, of course, we're Hispanic, so he was very young. But he hears my dad fishmiddling with the keys or whatever to get in the house.
Wait,
fishmiddling?
Yeah, fishmiddling? Wait.
Fuck you, that's
the
word.
Stop taking Hunter's words.
That is definitely a gay sex move. I have performed on dudes fishmiddling.
So
I fishmiddled all over that motherfucker's face.
Nothing like a good schmegma for schmiddling.
So anyway, here's my dad coming in, and
so your dad was
gonna
come right when he was coming as well.
As fast as he can, he throws on shorts, completely sweaty, runs through the kitchen out to the front door, and is like,
"What the fuck?
The fuck?"
When he's laying down, he doesn't like people like touching him or messing with him.
Nobody touched him.
He's just like, he's fiddling.
Sorry for anyone who's listening, but we're just sitting
here. He's
fish
middling with the shit on the couch.
We're just sitting here and Devin's.
Chance over here is having a hard time dealing with three men.
Good
Devin's
job, champion.
Dog started growling. Anyways, wait. So I got to interrupt though for a second. So he didn't finish.
Hold on. Because this is where I couldn't believe the story either. So my dad walks into the house and my brother runs out and he's like, you got to go. He's like, you can't be here. To my dad.
To your dad?
He's fucking to his dad. He's sitting there like, dad, you have to leave. And I got to give it up to my dad. I got to give it up to my dad a little bit because he left. He kind of figured that my brother's sitting there sweating his ass off in shorts.
Well, he probably also had a fucking raging boner.
I don't know.
Have you ever
had
a boner
in fucking
shorts?
Because if my dad walks in on me having sex, that shit's gone. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be sitting like, oh, I hear my dad's voice. Yeah, and it's keeping
me going.
No, but
see, here's the thing. He was seven. Did you remember when you were 17, your hormones, like, It definitely freaked him out, but
I could have got a boner 4 hours ago and haven't gotten rid of it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a boner talking to my parents, but it was accidental.
Yeah,
exactly. I guess so, because I mean, for me losing my virginity, I watched Hercules and was getting hard. So.
Yeah, see, exactly, man.
I wish I would have had that 4 hour warning when I was a kid. I'd have been in and out of the emergency room daily. Get down.
Bad. Anyway, so my dad leaves and I'm sitting here, and when my brother told me this story initially, I'm sitting here like, okay, my, you know, dad left.
Leave, gotta go.
I'm like,
whoa, so your dad agreed to it?
Yeah, my dad was like, okay, I'm out of here, you know, like, I don't know, maybe my dad was in a weird position, like he just walked in on his kid.
He really wanted grandchildren.
Right. Well, so, wait, he already had him.
There's Steve such a rare commodity.
Steve actually, yeah, Steve, I had a kid had a by kid. This point, so he was already a grandpa. So my dad, being a good sport, I guess, he left. Or maybe he was just fucking oblivious. I don't know. He left. And so I'm sitting here thinking like, dude, did you get rid of the girl as fast as you could? No. No.
He finished.
He takes those shorts off. He goes back and he finishes up.
Fuck yeah.
No, fuck yeah. Dude, I'd have been like, no. Like, that, my version story literally is like, mom's at the grocery store. We have, you know, fucking 10 minutes at tops to get this shit done. Not like, oh, mom, go away. You know, we're going to, no.
Do you still have those stories?
But hold on. No.
Mama, we need eggs.
Don't bring that up on the podcast. No, but...
Get out!
But no, I see what you're saying, but you gotta... It's different. It is different with the mom and dad. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah. And to be honest, I really do want to get my dad's side of this story. I really do.
But no, on
phone a friend.
But what we were
two.
Talking about earlier, like I can easily see like how once your dad said, "Okay, I leave," your brother's like, "Fuck yeah, game on."
I don't know. I don't know if I'd have been able to finish. Like if my parent would have walked in on me, I don't think I'd be able to finish.
Oh, I would have.
I'd have been like, "All right, you gotta go." Like I will, you know, we had an opportunity to do this. Now we'll have an opportunity again. I don't know if I could, especially looking at my dad.
Your dad look like you?
Exactly.
Well,
now he's got one of those weird crushes.
Anyways, well, oh shit! I almost forgot. During the break, Devin brought something up that he should have been talking about.
I don't remember this.
When you were 5.
Oh yeah.
You tried.
So I tried to be banging out this chick that my wife was fucking. Or my mom
while
was
your wife was fucking? Wait, what?
Hey, what's the age difference between you and your wife?
7 months.
No.
She was like 4.
What?
No. Hey,
who's older?
He fucked that story all up.
Yeah.
So your mom was babysitting some girl.
Yeah, we were babysitting this neighbor girl. We gotta wait till Steve gets back from the bathroom. Let's just talk shit about Steve while he's gone.
No, keep talking. Fucking basket.
You.
I probably shouldn't yell into the mic either.
Yeah, don't yell.
A good thing. Fucker. I mean, we're marking that as your mic. No one's ever using that mic again.
Excellent.
Anyways.
Oh, this thing's so bad.
But so your mom was babysitting.
Yes,
some
this
girl.
Neighbor girl was over, and I totally like convinced her to come into the closet with me.
Wait. How old was she?
I don't know how old I was. I was like 4 or 5. This is like pre-kindergarten.
But was she close to your age?
Yeah, like same age. We were in the same kindergarten class.
But how did you know to? What was your point? Why were you calling
into
the closet?
I found porn magazine or not magazines, but I found porn VHSs of my parents and had like seen them already.
Did you just say at or of?
What?
Like you found porno videos of your mom and dad?
No, like the ones that they owned that were not of themselves. So I'd watch porn and not know what it was. But I don't know how, really. I mean, I barely remember shit. This is like one of my few memories is like banging. And I was like 4 or 5 years old.
So you call her into the closet.
So I don't know what we were doing.
Like,
we were playing house or
some
shit. Want
some apple juice, baby?
However, a 5-year-old kid convinces a 5-year-old girl to get naked. I commenced with that. So we get in the closet and we're like laying like you're gonna do a missionary style. We're just laying there. I don't know what to do. I'm like 5.
When you're 5, do you know it's missionary style?
No, I know that.
No, but you missed the part where he said he found porn, like he found videos.
I don't know how I knew what sex was, but like I.
Hey, wait, how was your first time looking at porno?
I'd found pornos on my parents.
No.
Not of them.
No, my first porno was literally a book.
I was going to say.
It was text porno.
Oh, we got to talk about. Maybe we should talk.
50 Shades of Grey.
Maybe we. Oh, no.
I'm not fucking 3 years old, Devin. That shit just came out.
No, but
I'm coming out.
I was going to say. We should probably talk about it too, the first time you saw porn. Because when I saw it, I found it.
Can I finish my fucking child rape story? So I crawled upwards, like, because she was laying down. I went higher, so my penis was in her mouth. She was just looking at my penis, like, what? What?
Hold on. Could you even get a boner?
I said, put it in your mouth, suck it like a popsicle.
You really said that. This is all legitimately true. You really did this.
Yes.
Suck it like a popsicle.
Another five-year-old, suck my dick like a popsicle.
No. He just said, suck it like a popsicle. Not my dick. But, no, hold on.
And she bit my dick.
Well, duh. They bite popsicles.
I was going to say something terrible there. But at that time, could you even get a boner?
Like, no, absolutely not.
What do you mean absolutely not? Like you even you knew had what a fucking boner
fucking rage
was
on
at
5 years old?
How would you know?
If he remembers this much, maybe he'd remember if he had a boner.
Oh, really? Your fucking pencil eraser got hard. You knew what a fucking boner was at that time? You're five.
No. I'm talking about him. Even if he doesn't know to call it a boner or whatever, he would have remembered his dick getting hard.
I don't believe it was hard for the statement.
See, you don't remember that shit.
I did not inhale.
According to the detective statement.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
But anyway, so to the point, back to the porn thing.
So yeah, so I'm like, suck my dick. No.
All right.
Suck it like a popsicle. She bites it. Happens like three or four times. And I don't remember.
After the second time of getting bit, you went back for more?
Well, I don't know. Just subconsciously, I knew. Like, hey,
Has this progressed into your adulthood? You tell your wife to bite your dick.
Bite it.
I don't know why. I really like this, so you need to bite it.
That's why I got a dog. See how much peanut butter there is in that cabinet?
Not very much.
Lots of empties out there in recycling.
That's right.
Anyways, so we clothed back up, and since we're so young, we don't know how to clothe ourselves. I put my shirt on inside out and backwards.
Wait, and so you know how to trick this girl into sucking your dick by telling her it's a popsicle, but you don't even know how to fucking button your own pants at this age.
Correct.
Dude, there was some weird movie, speaking of suck it like a popsicle, there was some movie I watched one time. This was like a legitimate movie, not a porn or anything. And the kid has like a flashback to when he's younger and he's banging some dude's sister and he's like, oh, it tastes like strawberries or some shit.
Is that
like
kids?
That.
Dude, you watched the
Is that what it is?
Fucking
I heard about kids, but I've never seen the whole thing.
I don't know.
It's about little kids that get drunk and high and fuck. And
no, they're
all like 12.
They're in like high school. But they one of the chicks like finds out she has AIDS and anyways.
Yeah, that's kids, I'm pretty sure.
No, I remember
like
that
passed
part.
Out drunk.
Right. He goes, shh.
Like, pussy, I love it.
No, dude. She's like passed out and he's banging her. And she's like, oh, it's not. He's like, shh, it's Casper. Shh, it's Casper. And he just keeps fucking her.
I've never seen this.
Anyways.
So you ended up, went to your mom to have her button your pants.
No. I don't remember what. I'm like, all right, so I was getting my dick bit. And then after getting my dick bit, I was in timeout. I don't remember what happened in between.
What the fuck? Did you get caught?
Yeah, because my clothes were inside out and backwards. My mom's like, why are you fucking clothes all weird? And she found out that we were like messing around in the
bathroom. You got put on timeout for getting your dick bit.
And then the mom comes to pick this girl up, and she told my mom, I have a baby inside of me. She's like, huh? What?
Wait, though, but seriously, you got put on timeout for getting your dick bit.
Well, I don't think I told my mom,
that
like, yeah, she bit
enough,
my dick.
Wasn't it?
She wasn't like causing marks, like she was just like biting down.
Was
on
she
it.
Hot?
Oh, she was blonde. I mean, she probably turned out hot, like me.
Hey, you guys both probably have awesome titties now. That's a Devin's titty sound right there. I don't really know what to say other than if you're hearing this.
You better fucking come back next week.
If you're hearing it, you probably you have some type of problems with you.
If you're still listening after umpteen hours.
Yeah, exactly. This is Hunter.
Steve.
And me.
That's Devin. Thank you for listening to Moose Knuckle.
I'll be here next week.